Calvin College announces its 2018 January series lineup, and if you've never attended, this is your time to attend. We're talking pretty cool stellar lineup that begins January 3rd through Tuesday, January 23rd. Yep. 2018. She knows the lineup. She's probably known for a while. Christy Potter, director of the January series. A great job you and yours do. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
All right. Remind me what the January series is all about.
Yeah, so it's an exciting time on Calvin's campus, but also in the West Michigan area for, you know, after the new year, everybody is ready to maybe make their lives more healthy. And one of those is to be thinking about all kinds of reading good books, thinking about good topics, that type of thing. So the January series falls just at that time where we're all craving for some good conversations. So the January series brings 15 days of totally different topics to our community, and we bring in the speakers from all around the world who've written books and are experts in their field, and we just have some really great conversations about things that are happening in the world.
Awesome. And remind me, there's a consistency to this. I think it's free and open to the public, and you're always at kind of the noon hour time, correct?
Right. Yep. Every day from 12:30 to 1:30 on Calvin's campus in our Fine Arts Center Auditorium. It's free. It's open to the community. A lot of our on-campus, our students and staff and faculty come, but we have lots of guests come from all around the community to join us. So it's just a real vibrant time of one day after another of some really great topics. And we have free parking on campus. You just follow the signs, and there's a shuttle that can take you right to the door. And we try to make it nice and easy for you.
Yes, January series, again, thanks to Calvin College. All right, well, we do this conversation every year in preparation for, so I have you take me basically through your weeks, highlighting some of your guests, if you would, Christy.
Sure. So our very first day, January 3, hitting it right after the new year there, we're going to have, every year we always have one Calvin College person represented on the series. So we've got Mary Hulst, who's our Calvin chaplain. And she's going to be talking about why millennials are the hope of the church. And so she is a great presenter. Everybody loves her, and she'll be a great way to start off the series. The next day we have David Williams coming. He is from Harvard University. He's from the School of Public Health there. And he's going to be talking about unnatural causes. Is inequality making us sick? So really important topic now. This whole year, as I'm looking at topics and things that we should be talking about, race is obviously a big part of that conversation. And so this takes it from kind of a different perspective, looks at kind of the social sciences of racial inequality, and talks about if that's making us actually physically sick. So it's a very interesting conversation. And then Friday, I'm real excited about Randy Lewis joining us. He is a former vice president at Walgreens, and wow. He was in charge of their distribution center. And because he had an autistic son who was growing up, who was a teenager, a young man, he was realizing that there are a lot of young people out there, or a lot of young adults who need places to work and don't have opportunities, and was able to change the whole culture of their organization to be more inclusive, and so that people with disabilities can come and work alongside able-bodied people, get paid the same amount, be held to the same standards, and they're doing an amazing job of incorporating the inclusiveness in their company, and it's spreading to other companies. So the talk is called No Greatness Without Goodness, How a Father's Love Changed a Company and Sparked a Movement, and he has written a book about that as well, and it's a really good story.
Awesome. All right, take me to your next week.
All right, and then 5 days the next week of all different kinds of topics. So Shane Claiborne is coming talking about the death penalty. He has a new book called out, Executing Grace, How the Death Penalty Killed Jesus and Why It's Killing Us. So just bringing that conversation to light. The next day is Passion Murray. She runs an organization called Detroit Dirt, and her topic is called Zero Waste from the Ground Up. So she's just talking about landfills and recycling and just why we need to be considering what we do with our trash. And she's literally changing the way everything's happening in Detroit as far as how they get rid of their waste, even from the zoo and from big corporations there, and are turning it into good dirt so that they can make it into farmland. Pretty exciting stuff. And then Wednesday, John Inazu is going to talk about confident pluralism, surviving and thriving through deep differences. So he comes from St. Louis, where he's a professor of law and religion at Washington University, and just a really important topic this year about being able to get along with those that we think differently with. So obviously that's a big topic. And then Thursday, Laura Sumner Truax is a pastor from Chicago. She's at the LaSalle Street Church downtown. And she wrote a book called Love Let Go, about radical generosity in the real world. And they had a unique experience where their church came into a large sum of money, and they wondered what they should do with it, and did a lot of deciding, you know, thinking about that, processing that, and ended up giving all the people in their church $500 to go out and do good with. And this book talks about all the amazing stories that came from that and just what a life of generosity can do for a person, and how it just totally changed the church and the church culture there. So I think that'll be a fun conversation. And then on that Friday, we have Carolyn Webb coming. She is a social scientist. She wrote a book called How to Have a Good Day, Using Behavioral Science to Improve Everyday Life. And she'll just talk about how we can use the power of positive thinking and changing the way we think about things to just improve even the bad things that are happening in our life. So I think it's a good good thing for us to be thinking about these days when all the news is bad, you know, and we need to look for the good in it.
Great. Again, Christy Potter with us. She directs the January series, thanks to the campus of Calvin College announcing the 2018 January series lineup. Tease me more.
All right. So then the next day would be Monday, January 15, which is our Martin Luther King Day. So we will be celebrating that along with everyone else in the city. And we are bringing in Beverly Daniel Tatum, who is a psychologist, a former school administrator and educator. She was the president at Spelman College, which is a historically black women's college, from 2002 to 2015. And she wrote a really important book about conversation of race called Why Do All the Black Kids Sit Together in the Cafeteria? And this fall, it's actually going to have its 20th anniversary. And I know our faculty here are very excited to have her on campus, because it's a book that many, many people use when they're thinking about how classrooms are run, and it's just a talk about how we see race and how it affects us from everything about assimilation and even into neighborhoods and into the way we do schools and all that type of thing. So it'll be a really good day. And then Tuesday, we have Catherine Boo coming. She is an author who wrote the book Behind the Beautiful Forever, Life, Death, and Hope in Mumbai City. And she'll just be bringing the conversation of global poverty. She's done a lot of studies about that in the United States, but then also all around the world, and then went in deep into the slums of Mumbai and in India, and really brings us kind of the heart story from there, and gives us an inside view of what happens in some of these very impoverished areas of the world. And on Wednesday, we have a fun concert that's going to take place. I'm really excited to bring Kevin Alusula to our campus. He is one of the members of Pentatonix, very popular group that a lot of people are familiar with. They're a Grammy-winning quintet, and he is actually the beatbox cello playing member of their organization. So he's the one that brings all the unique sounds to the group, and he's going to come and talk about what it's like to be part of Pentatonix, share some of his really cool cello playing music and how he mashes together the urban art of beatboxing with the cello, and just share his story of being also a child of immigrants into the country. His father was from Nigeria and his mom was from Grenada. And he was a student at Yale University, majoring in pre-med, graduated from Yale, and then turned and followed his lead into music because he was quite a child prodigy. So we're excited just to have a great conversation and hear his music. Great. And then on Thursday, we have Jeremy McCarter coming, and he is going to be talking about Hamilton, Hope, and Change. And he co-authored, along with Lin-Manuel Miranda, the book Hamilton, the Revolution, which basically is all the backstory to the Broadway show, and was kind of an insider on all that Lin-Manuel Miranda from the very beginning with the concept of whether or not he could even put the show together, to watching it become such a phenomenon in the country. And he'll talk about why it is such a phenomenon and the uniqueness of this Broadway show that brings rap and racial conversations and all different things all together. So that will be a fun day. Great. And then on that Friday, we have David Edelman coming from, he's at MIT, and he runs projects there on technology, the economy, and national security. And he is a former director from the White House on technology. Spent the last 10 years working with the White House on all things that have to do with cybersecurity and global politics and the Internet. So I think that will be a lot of important things that we're going to learn about. Obviously, really big topics these days. And then we have just 2 days left after that. The next week we have on Monday Kevin Palau talking about exploring partnerships between churches and cities and how churches can help support and help our cities thrive. And he is the son of international evangelist Luis Palau. So he brings a lot of experience from working with other cities and their movements. That should be a good day. And then our final day is John Swinton coming all the way from Scotland to be with us. And he is a former psychiatric nurse turned theologian. And his area of specialty is dealing with disabilities and theology and faith. So the topic that he has picked is Still Waters Run Deep, Reimagining Dementia and Humanness. Mm. And just talking about the idea of who we are when we no longer know who we are, and what does that have to do with our faith, and where is our faith when dementia sets in. So just a really important conversation for a lot of us to be thinking about.
Nice. So,
wide variety of topics, something for everybody. But I always say, if you come every single day, a topic that you didn't think would be of interest to you, you will find it.
You will find it. How do we find out more information, Christy?
On our website, calvin.edu/January.
18 January series gets ready to kick off on the 3rd of January. Christy Potter, Director, thank you very much.